About to wrap things up on this Wednesday edition of Bernie and Sid in the Morning. Lots of us spending, well, all of us actually, all of us, spending the better part of 18, 19 hours in our homes and apartments and watching a lot of television. So, Bernie loves Curb Your Enthusiasm. That season just ended, right, Bern?
That is correct. The finale was phenomenal.
Right. I watched Tiger King, which I loved on Netflix. I'm right now in the middle of season 3, episode 8 of Ozark, which I think may be the best show on television. I watched the movie Bombshell. I watched the movie Jewel, Richard Jewell, Clint Eastwood's movie. We watched everything. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. Most of the stuff I've seen is actually really good. But I'm not a pro with this. Grace Randolph is. She's a creator and host of Beyond the Trailer on YouTube, also a critic on Rotten Tomatoes. And she's going to give us some really, really big-time advice here. Grace, first of all, welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show. How are you?
Good. Hello, fellow New Yorkers.
Where are you in New York? What part?
I'm on the west side, trapped in my apartment like the rest of the world.
Upper west side like me or downtown?
Yeah, upper west side, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, cool. All right, let's get right to it. Right now, my wife and I are knee-deep in season 3 of Ozark. I think that's the best show on TV. I think Jason Bateman's amazing. Laura Linney's become a real, real tough watch, which means she's doing a very good job here in season 3. We're up to episode 8, and it's every bit as good as the first two seasons. What do you like? What are you watching? What do you recommend for our listeners?
Oh, well, I absolutely love that show. I think Ozark's great, and everybody should watch it. I agree. The show just gets better and better. But I'm also recommending Lock and Key. If you're into Netflix, of course, everybody has it. You know, you're a subscriber. You get everything that's on there already. Lock and Key is fabulous. Just renewed for season 2. That's a family horror series. I really like that. Then also, if you didn't see The Witcher with Henry Cavill during the holidays, that's a great Game of Thrones-like show that I highly recommend.
Very good. Me personally, Evelyn, I like comedies. Now, on Netflix, you have Ronnie Chang, you have Chappelle. As Sid mentioned, I just wrapped up, you can binge watch the Curb Your Enthusiasm season that just wrapped up. It was fantastic. It was funny. Do you have any comedy suggestions for us?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. Curb Your Enthusiasm this year was phenomenal. A recent comedy special that I watched from a little bit earlier in the year was Tom Papa. Tom Papa has a comedy special on there that will just make you fall over laughing.
Really?
It's just so hilarious.
That's what we need now. We need to laugh, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I think the Netflix comedy, stand-up comedy specials are fantastic. They're just about an hour, and they're just, it's like going to a comedy club, and they're really good stuff.
I tell you that Tiger King, which a friend of mine recommended to me, and I never would have watched it because I wouldn't think about watching something like that, and I was just astonished. I was fascinated. I couldn't stop watching it, and I'll tell you something. If you did watch that, by the way, Grace, you know that there was one lady, this Carol Baskin, whose husband mysteriously disappeared many years ago, and according to the rest of these Lion Kings, she killed him and took his money. Well, in an unbelievable development earlier today in South Florida, they've reopened the case. How about that?
Yeah, that's the power of true crime television.
Yeah,
they haven't gotten any credible tips yet. But I think that, you know, that's a brilliantly edited miniseries. The way things keep revealing themselves throughout the 7 episodes is just incredible. You know, just when you think it can't get any more unbelievable, it does. They're also making that into a fictional miniseries. Kate McKinnon is going to play Carol Baskin.
Wow. How about that?
Hey, you tweeted Grace Randolph. She's with Rotten Tomatoes. She's on YouTube, Grace Randolph. She also is a comic book writer, believe it or not. But you tweeted, did you, Grace, about Harley Quinn? Now, I've heard of it. Is this? Tell us about that. You say it's for binge watching. What is it?
Well, yes. Well, you have to subscribe to DC Universe. DC has its own site. It's $7.99 a month, but they have some great content on there. So if you like comic books, like comic book movies, and you're like desperate for content, you can pay for $7.99 a month, and you can get not only Harley Quinn, which has a whole full season already up, and season 2 starts on Friday. It's a really funny, it's an adult, just as it's animated, don't think it's for kids, it's very adult, but it's a really funny show. Really good.
What?
And then also they have Titans and Doom Patrol on there. They have some very good original content.
Yeah, Titans and Doom Patrol. Listen, we're having, it sounds like the phone is not exactly perfect. So thank you, Grace, for stopping on. We appreciate the information. We are fans of yours. We think you're terrific. So thank you for a couple of minutes. But the phone there was kind of in and out. I'm not sure. But West Side, maybe the service is not great. I live there, and it's not great.
Yeah, it's awful.
But she did give us a couple of good shows out there. And again, I told you I saw Bombshell. So if you're a Roger Ailes guy, you're not going to like it. But if you just want to watch it for the entertainment value and what's her name does look exactly like Megyn Kelly, Charlize Theron, it's amazing, then it's worth the watch. It was interesting.